Test number 12 covers the complex vowel sounds. These are considered more difficult than some of the other vowel sounds. Let's review them briefly along the top. OU says ow. OI and OY both make the same sound, oi. AU and AW both make the same sound, ah. They aren't seen that often in words, but it's still good to cover them. OO has two sounds. It says oo, like in food. It says uh, like in book. And OW also has two sounds. It has the long O, O sound, and it also makes the same sound as OU, ow. So OW says O, like in the word crow or no. It also says ow, like in the word how. Okay, on to the test. Number one, OU says ow. Two, OO has two sounds. Ooh, and there's really no trick to know when it's going to make which sound. You just have to, I'd recommend trying the ooh sound first and then try the uh sound. Number three, OI says oi. Four, OY says oi. Number five, EW says ooh. That's the same as one of the sounds of OO. Number six, OW's two sounds. O, ow. Seven, AU says ah. Eight, AW ah. Nine, EW says ooh. 10, OI. Oi. 11, OU. Ow. 12, EW. Ooh. 13, OY. Oi. 14, AW. Ah. 15, OW, two sounds. O, ow. 16, AU. Ah. 17, OU. Ow. And by the way, if your students ever have a hard time remembering the OU sound, just have them try to pinch your arm. And when they do, make a very loud ow sound, and I guarantee they'll never forget. Number 18, OW has two sounds. O, ow. 19, EW. Oo. And 20, the two sounds of OO. Oo, uh. One more time, the two sounds of OO are OO, UH. Okay, that's it for the complex vowel sounds. Now let's go down and do the reading rules that are very common. Number 13 is called the final E rule. And this is when a word ends in E, the vowel before it is usually long. For example, take the first word pine, P-I-N-E. It's not pin, and you know it's not pin, because since the word ends in E, that tells you to look at the vowel before the E, which is letter I, and long I says I. So you make the pie, pine sound. M-A-D-E is the next word. It's not going to be mad, because E makes the A make the long sound. So long A says A, the word is made. And the last one, the E at the end makes long I and bike, and that is the final E rule. You see that rule very often, so make sure that your students have that memorized. The next rule is the consonant Y rule, And this is simply that when a word ends with a consonant and the letter Y, the Y makes the E sound. And I found it's a lot easier to just tell people that L-Y says Lee, and this is at the end of words, L-Y says Lee, T-Y says T, S-Y says C, P-Y says P, like in happy, R-Y says re, like in sorry, K-Y says key, lucky, N-Y says knee, like in funny, D-Y says D, like in Sandy, and you have some other examples here, slowly and 60. The next one is rule number 15. That's called the final A rule. And you actually see this one quite often. When a word ends in the letter A, the A does not make the long vowel sound, and it does not make the short vowel sound. For some reason, it makes the short U sound, and that's very consistent. So we have examples here. Atlanta, Canada, banana. A short U says uh. Now the last one, we have other common sounds. T-I-O-N, looks like it should be tion. No, it's shun. They should have had the letters S-H-U-N, because that would logically spell shun. But in the English language, they spell it with T-I-O-N. Like in the words action, dictionary. T-U-R-E, looks like it should be tur. It's really chur. Like there's a C-H in front, C-H-U-R. T-U-R-E is chur, like in adventure. I-N-G, the last one, is ing, like in the word sing or bring. Okay, that does it for the reading rules and the primary phonic sounds that are used to spell and read American English.